Day 423, Tuesday, May 28th, 1 Kings 22:50, 2 Chronicles 21, 2 Kings 8, 2 Chronicles 22:1-7, 2 Kings 9:1-13, 1 Kings 22:50 NKJV and Jehoshaphat rested with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father. Then Jehoram his son reigned in his place. 2 Chronicles 21:1-20 NKJV and Jehoshaphat rested with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. Then Jehoram his son reigned in his place. He had brothers, the sons of Jehoshaphat, Azariah, Yehiel, Zechariah, Azriahu, Michael, and Shephatiah. All these were the sons of Jehoshaphat king of Israel. Their father gave them great gifts of silver and gold and precious things, with fortified cities in Judah, but he gave the kingdom to Jehoram, because he was the firstborn. Now when Jehoram was established over the kingdom of his father, he strengthened himself and killed all his brothers with the sword, and also others of the princes of Israel. Jehoram was 32 years old when he became king, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, just as the house of Ahab had done, for he had the daughter of Ahab as a wife, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. Yet the Lord would not destroy the house of David, because of the covenant that he had made with David, and since he had promised to give a lamp to him and to his sons forever. In his days Edom revolted against Judah's authority, and made a king over themselves. So Jehoram went out with his officers, and all his chariots with him. And he rose by night and attacked the Edomites who had surrounded him and the captains of the chariots. Thus Edom has been in revolt against Judah's authority. To this day, at that time Libnah revolted against his rule, because he had forsaken the Lord God of his fathers. Moreover he made high places in the mountains of Judah, and caused the inhabitants of Jerusalem to commit harlotry, and led Judah astray. And a letter came to him from Elijah the prophet, saying, "Thus says the Lord God of your father David, because you have not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat your father, or in the ways of Asa king of Judah, but have walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and have made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to play the harlot like the harlotry of the house of Ahab, and also have killed your brothers, those of your father's household, who were better than yourself, behold, the Lord will strike your people with a serious affliction, your children, your wives, and all your possessions, and you will become very sick with the disease of your intestines, until your intestines come out by reason of the sickness, day by day. Moreover the Lord stirred up against Jehoram the spirit of the Philistines and the Arabians who were near the Ethiopians, and they came up into Judah and invaded it, and carried away all the possessions that were found in the king's house, and also his sons and his wives, so that there was not a son left to him except Jehoahaz, the youngest of his sons. After all this the Lord struck him in his intestines with an incurable disease. Then it happened in the course of time, after the end of 2 years, that his intestines came out because of his sickness, so he died in severe pain, and his people made no burning for him, like the burning for his fathers. He was 32 years old when he became king. He reigned in Jerusalem 8 years and, to no one's sorrow, departed. However they buried him in the city of David, but not in the tombs of the kings. 2 Kings 8:1-29 NKJV Then Elisha spoke to the woman whose son he had restored to life, saying, "Arise and go, you and your household, and stay, wherever you can, for the Lord has called for a famine, and furthermore, it will come upon the land for 7 years. So the woman arose and did according to the saying of the man of God, and she went with her household and dwelt in the land of the Philistines 7 years. It came to pass, at the end of 7 years, that the woman returned from the land of the Philistines, and she went to make an appeal to the king for her house and for her land. Then the king talked with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, "Tell me, please, all the great things Elisha has done." Now it happened, as he was telling the king how he had restored the dead to life, that there was the woman whose son he had restored to life, appealing to the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, "My lord, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son whom Elisha restored to life." And when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed a certain officer for her, saying, "Restore all that was hers, and all the proceeds of the field from the day that she left the land until now." Then Elisha went to Damascus, and Ben-Hadad king of Syria was sick, and it was told him, saying, "The man of God has come here." And the king said to Hazael, "Take a present in your hand, and go to meet the man of God, and inquire of the Lord by him, saying, Shall I recover from this disease?" So Hazael went to meet him and took a present with him, of every good thing of Damascus, 40 camel loads, and he came and stood before him, and said, "Your son Ben-Hadad king of Syria has sent me to you, saying, Shall I recover from this disease?" And Elisha said to him, "Go, say to him, you shall certainly recover. However, the Lord has shown me that he will really die." Then he set his countenance in a stare until he was ashamed, and the man of God wept. And Hazael said, "Why is my Lord weeping?" He answered, "Because I know the evil that you will do to the children of Israel, their strongholds you will set on fire, and their young men you will kill with the sword, and you will dash their children, and rip open their women with child." So Hazael said, "But what is your servant, a dog, that he should do this gross thing?" And Elisha answered, "The Lord has shown me that you will become king over Syria." Then he departed from Elisha, and came to his master, who said to him, "What did Elisha say to you?" And he answered, "He told me you would surely recover." But it happened on the next day that he took a thick cloth and dipped it in water, and spread it over his face so that he died. And Hazael reigned in his place. Now in the fifth year of Joram the son of Ahab, king of Israel, Jehoshaphat having been king of Judah, Jehoram the son of Jehoshaphat began to reign as king of Judah. He was 32 years old when he became king, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, just as the house of Ahab had done, for the daughter of Ahab was his wife, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. Yet the Lord would not destroy Judah, for the sake of his servant David, as he promised him to give a lamp to him and his sons forever. In his days Edom revolted against Judah's authority, and made a king over themselves. So Joram went to Zair, and all his chariots with him. Then he rose by night and attacked the Edomites who had surrounded him and the captains of the chariots, and the troops fled to their tents. Thus Edom has been in revolt against Judah's authority to this day. And Libnah revolted at that time. Now the rest of the acts of Joram, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? So Joram rested with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. Then Ahaziah his son reigned in his place. In the 12th year of Joram the son of Ahab, king of Israel, Ahaziah the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, began to reign. Ahaziah was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Athaliah, the granddaughter of Omri, king of Israel. And he walked in the way of the house of Ahab, and did evil in the sight of the Lord, like the house of Ahab, for he was the son-in-law of the house of Ahab. Now he went with Joram the son of Ahab to war against Hazael king of Syria at Ramoth-Gilead, and the Syrians wounded Joram. Then King Joram went back to Jezreel to recover from the wounds which the Syrians had inflicted on him at Ramah, when he fought against Hazael king of Syria. And Ahaziah the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, went down to see Joram the son of Ahab in Jezreel, because he was sick. 2 Chronicles 22:1-7 NKJV. Then the inhabitants of Jerusalem made Ahaziah his youngest son king in his place, for the raiders who came with the Arabians into the camp had killed all the older sons. So Ahaziah the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, reigned. Ahaziah was 42 years old when he became king, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Athaliah, the granddaughter of Omri. He also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother advised him to do wickedly. Therefore he did evil in the sight of the Lord, like the house of Ahab, for they were his counselors after the death of his father, to his destruction. He also followed their advice, and went with Jehoram the son of Ahab king of Israel to war against Hazael king of Syria at Ramoth-Gilead, and the Syrians wounded Joram. Then he returned to Jezreel to recover from the wounds which he had received at Ramah, when he fought against Hazael king of Syria. And Azariah the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, went down to see Jehoram the son of Ahab in Jezreel, because he was sick. His going to Joram was God's occasion for Ahaziah's downfall, for when he arrived, he went out with Jehoram against Jehu the son of Nimshi, whom the Lord had anointed to cut off the house of Ahab. 2 Kings 9:1-13 NKJV. And Elisha the prophet called one of the sons of the prophets, and said to him, "Get yourself ready, take this flask of oil in your hand, and go to Ramoth-Gilead. Now when you arrive at that place, look there for Jehu the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, and go in and make him rise up from among his associates, and take him to an inner room. Then take the flask of oil, and pour it on his head, and say, 'Thus says the Lord, I have anointed you king over Israel.' Then open the door and flee, and do not delay." So the young man, the servant of the prophet, went to Ramoth-Gilead, and when he arrived, there were the captains of the army sitting, and he said, "I have a message for you, commander." Jehu said, "For which one of us?" And he said, "For you, commander." Then he arose and went into the house, and he poured the oil on his head, and said to him, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed you king over the people of the Lord, over Israel. You shall strike down the house of Ahab your master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord, at the hand of Jezebel. For the whole house of Ahab shall perish, and I will cut off from Ahab all the males in Israel, both bond and free. So I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha the son of Ahijah. The dogs shall eat Jezebel on the plot of ground at Jezreel, and there shall be none to bury her." And he opened the door and fled. Then Jehu came out to the servants of his master, and one said to him, "Is all well? Why did this madman come to you?" And he said to them, "You know the man and his babble." And they said, "A lie. Tell us now." So he said, "Thus and thus he spoke to me, saying, 'Thus says the Lord, I have anointed you king over Israel.'" Then each man hastened to take his garment and put it under him on the top of the steps, and they blew trumpets, saying, "Jehu is king." Daily Deep Dive, the UCG reading plan states, rule of Jehoram of Judah as mentioned before, after Jehoshaphat's death, his firstborn son Jehoram, who reigned with him for the last few years of Jehoshaphat's life, became sole king over Judah. Although Jehoshaphat had been, generally speaking, a righteous king, his son Jehoram was extremely wicked, even slaughtering his brother and other princes. This helps to show that the righteousness of parents is not automatically passed on to their children. Of course, Jehoshaphat did not help matters through the terrible mistake of having Jehoram marry Athaliah, the daughter of wicked King Ahab. In fact, this directly contributed to the corruption of Jehoram's character. Indeed, we are specifically told that she influenced him to walk in the way of the kings of Israel, who lived in idolatrous rebellion against God, 2 Chronicles 21:6. Still, Jehoram bore responsibility for his own actions. The letter from Elijah rebuked him for the terrible things he had done. Verse 13. Since Jehoram and the nation of Judah had forsaken God, God forsook them, enabling nations like Edom and Libna to revolt against Judah. Verses 8-10. 2 Kings 8:20-22. Edom designates the descendants of Jacob's twin brother Esau, who sold his birthright for a stew of lentils. Genesis 25:31-43. As the apostasy of Jehoram and the people worsened, 2 Chronicles 21:11, God himself stirred up enemy nations to attack Judah. Verses 16-17. When Jehoram still refused to repent, God struck him with an incurable disease. As we will soon see in a later reading, he dies from this disease in severe pain. Verses 18-19. Exactly as Elijah had warned him. Verse 15. Listen to this unflattering summary of the life and death of this evil king, which we will read again in sequence when we soon come to this later reading. He reigned in Jerusalem 8 years and, to no one's sorrow, departed. Verse 20. Since God was faithful regarding the covenant he had made with David, he would not cut off the kingship from the house of David. Rather, he would see to it that there would always be a descendant of David sitting on David's throne. Verse 7. 2 Kings 8:19. See 2 Samuel 7:14-16. Jeremiah 33:20-22. 25-26. So Jehoram remains on the throne until his death. And after Jehoram's death, his one remaining son, Ahaziah, will become the next king of Judah, sitting on the throne of David. 2 Chronicles 21:17. 2 Kings 8:24. It is this seat of power, the present form of which is the throne of Great Britain, to which Jesus will return and on which he, as a descendant of David, will sit and from which he will rule the nations. See Luke 1:31-33. The throne of Britain, its biblical origin and future. Hazael king over Syria, Ahaziah king over Judah, and Jehu anointed king over Israel. Why did Elisha go to Syria? Ben-Hadad II, king of Syria, felt that his arrival was accidental. But, in fact, Elisha was fulfilling a commission that had earlier been given to Elijah. At Mount Sinai, God had commissioned Elijah to anoint Hazael king over Syria, Jehu king over Judah, and Elisha as a prophet in his place. 1 Kings 19:15-16. Yet Elijah did not finish this commission. He anointed Elisha but not Hazael or Jehu. Thus, Elisha is now being used to complete Elijah's commission, appearing here on the scene at the time of the prophesied transfer of power. When Ben-Hadad, who had fallen sick, heard that Elisha had come to Damascus, he asked his assistant Hazael to inquire of him whether he, the king, would recover. Elisha notified the king that he would recover, but he went on to explain that he knew that the king would die. 2 Kings 8:7-10. Though seemingly inconsistent, this was nonetheless a truthful statement considering that the king would not die because of his sickness, but because he would be murdered by Hazael. Elisha also told Hazael that he would be the next king of Syria, and that the war he would wage against Israel would be severe and brutal. Verses 12-15. Elisha must have anointed Hazael at this time, between verses 13 and 14. After Jehoram, king of Judah, died, Ahaziah, his youngest son, became his successor. He was only 22 years old and reigned only 1 year. He was a wicked king, the son-in-law of the house of Ahab. 2 Kings 8:27. He followed the bad advice of his mother Athaliah and his counselors. 2 Chronicles 22:1-6. Pursuant to their advice, he engaged in warfare together with Israel's king, Joram, referred to earlier as Jehoram, against Hazael, king of Syria. The Syrians, however, wounded Joram, and Ahaziah visited him in Jezreel. 2 Kings 8:25-29. It is interesting to note that this battle was fought at Ramoth Gilead, verse 28, the same place Ahab and Jehoshaphat had fought against Ben-Hadad, which resulted in the wounding and death of Ahab, 1 Kings 22. It was now time for Jehu to be anointed king of Israel. To complete Elijah's commission, Elisha sends one of the sons of the prophets to do the anointing, 2 Kings 9:1-6. As an aside, there's an interesting lesson here. God often commissions one of his servants to fulfill a task, which may span many years and include several other servants of God. That is, the commission given to one person isn't necessarily fulfilled by that person alone. God's command to Jehu is that he strike down the house of Ahab your master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord, at the hand of Jezebel, the infamous wicked wife of Ahab, 2 Kings 9:6-7. End.